From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Hezbollah claims Islamic extremists are responsible for killing one of its top military commanders. The group said Saturday that its investigation revealed an explosion that killed Commander Mustafa Badruddin was the result of artillery attacks by what it called Sunni extremist groups in the area. The statement said it was not an Israeli airstrike, as was originally reported. Officials said the attack happened near the Damascus International Airport. However, a British-based monitoring group says there has been no shelling by rebels near the government-controlled airport for more than a week. Hezbollah has not said when the attack took place or when Badruddin died. Cameroon's government says multinational forces have arrested five of the Islamic extremist group Boko Haram's leaders, that is, and freed dozens of captive women and children. The announcement came as Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari was hosting an international summit to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram. Buhari said at a news conference that the main problem now is rehabilitation of destroyed infrastructure and cared for displaced persons.
It is a matter of concern for people of conscience to learn that in Nigeria there are at least 2 million internally displaced persons. More than 60% of those are women and children.
Since Buhari became president, the army has stepped up military action against Boko Haram, leading the president to announce the Islamist group was technically defeated. This is VOA News.